From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, we are in the middle of the dog days of summer, and farm safety officials are encouraging farmers to not only pay attention to signs of heat stress in themselves, but in their farm dogs.
If you live in one of the areas now experiencing record high heat, dangerous, unsafe heat, that heat could be dangerous for your dog as well. USDA veterinarian Dawn Fitzhugh says many dogs are susceptible to heat stress and heat stroke, and she says we need to watch for signs that our dog could be in trouble. If the dog is usually a big player, lots of running and jumping, even walking, and then suddenly just stops and lies down,
then that's them telling you, hey, I've had enough here.
So get the dog back indoors where it's cooler, because your dog may soon start showing more serious symptoms. It might start staggering, trying to walk,
perhaps even vomiting, and they can have diarrhea that can even turn to bloody diarrhea. And so those things are an emergency. So that's where you want to get your dog to an emergency veterinarian.
And do it as quickly as possible. Better yet, avoid trouble for you and your pet and spend as little time outdoors in the severe heat as possible. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, mind your own business. And in time, you'll have a business of your own to mind. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.